This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have Derek Gores, an artist in the area, also Jenna Bueller. She is the tech pimp, and Christy Bushler. She works with the technologists and scientists to tell what they do best, and they're here today to tell us about a new exciting endeavor called Grit Pop-Up. Tell us a little bit about this concept and what you hope to achieve.
Thanks a lot, Terry. Yeah, what we're doing here is we're combining the grassroots of art and technology, and we're storytelling doing it. So I try to know all the creatives. I try to know the painters and the sculptors, but also the improv people, the guitarists who make the funky noises, that kind of side of it. And then Jenna knows the techie side.
Terry, I have the honor of working with a lot of big data scientists and artificial intelligence experts. And one thing that everyone's always said is we fail to celebrate who we are. We fail to celebrate innovators and creatives in the area. So this is an opportunity to combine forces between the art and tech community.
So, yeah, we're storytellers, but we're going to do it using culture as the language. And then we brought Christy in because she can help wrangle the cats and the constellations to make this magic happen.
We love Christy.
Christy, tell us about the first one. It's happening on April 12th, and give us an idea of what people can expect.
We have our first launch event that is happening on April 12th at Standard Collective starting at 7 p.m., and we had the honor of featuring Captain Winston Scott, who is a local American hero in the area, and we're creating a full sensory experience that's inspired by his journey and his story of perseverance and grit, which really also inspired the title of our pop-up as well.
So what that means is in making a full sensory experience, we will essentially make a portrait of Captain Winston Scott without having a portrait. We brought in Kyle Heinle, the poet, to read a poem about Winston that he wrote. We have a dance piece by Muscle Memory, some other components. We're going to try to hit all the senses in telling this tale, telling the tech stories and the other stories that haven't been told yet on the Space Coast. We're going to do it through the language of culture, and we think it's an exciting mashup of tech and the arts.
This is something that you plan to do more of?
Absolutely.
And do you have sponsors that are helping you present this?
Terry, people are excited about this. The ink hasn't dried on our new partnerships, but I definitely encourage everyone to come and check it out and participate in a way that makes sense for them.
And people are able to design a pop-up. Go to our website, gritpopup.com. People can jump in and hire us to tell their story through culture, as well as that's where you can find out information on how to sponsor, get involved. This is going to be a grassroots thing. This isn't the top-level organizations, really. This is like the creatives, where the ideas are happening. We want to get some synergy, some exponential Big Bang magic happening from the creatives and the techie creatives interacting.
And then celebrate the people who defy the odds for innovation and technology here in the Space Coast.
That's right. And Captain Winston Scott, perfect example. NASA astronaut as well as trumpet player, all around progressively thinking good guy. Perfect feature for us, so it's going to be really cool. Hope everybody comes out. We want people to have a chance to ask an astronaut a question. So if you go to our Facebook page, you'll find a post saying, "What would you like to ask Winston?" And we want the funky questions. Let's try to surprise this guy. He's been telling his tale for a long time. So ask Winston a question at our Facebook page.
It is a free event. Space is limited, and it is filling up quickly. So please go to Eventbrite and search Grit Pop-Up Melbourne, Florida, and you can sign up today for your tickets.
Grit Pop-Up, it happens on April 12th. Doors open at 7 p.m. It will be at Standard Collective in the EGAD Arts District. And if you'd like more information, you can go to gritpopup.com.